What's good, world? We are back for episode 2. I got my man P with me.
What's happening?
I got a special guest, Bait, in the back.
What's up?
I think this is going to be an interesting conversation for today. So what we're going to do is we're just going to jump right into this. So P, quick question. Who do you think cheats more, men or women?
Man, I think it's hard to say, bro, because we all lie and cheat and do whatever. But I guess you could say, not as men, I guess black men, we don't cheat.
Say
but,
that.
But, so,
it's just, boy.
It can just be like, it's more women in this earth than men. So if you're looking at, we're looking at the numbers, it could be.
You're saying it could balance out.
It could balance out. But, like, I adding to my what I said about the black man, so you take all of us out.
And then. And
take the white man, the Asian man, and the Mexicans, and all everybody, the other races and stuff.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about who cheats more, men or women.
All right, well, let's hear your answer.
Oh, good. Women cheat more then. How about that?
Ooh.
So, what's your answer? Let's hear your take, babe.
Niggas ain't shit. Okay. What's your definition of cheating?
It's a great question.
Oh, me personally, I mean, cheating is something that you wouldn't, I guess you could say, something you wouldn't want done to you. Like,
fair enough.
I wouldn't want.
That's not a fair enough definition. Because how you treat yourself isn't necessarily how I want to be treated.
Facts. But I'm just saying,
people have different personalities and want different treatment. So what's your definition of cheating?
You didn't let me finish when I said you don't want it to be done.
Because you over here trying to
add some
colorism.
No, I'm not.
Some sprinkles on top.
I know sprinkles.
Get to the shit. Get to the meat.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Man, like, people got their own, like you said. Listen up. People got their own, like I say, definition, like you said. People have different, like,
definitions. So what's your definition?
I mean, I might think, like, cheating is anything sexual. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? But some people might think texting is cheating. Like, you text somebody else. Like, I wouldn't want nobody to text nobody else on me, so I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Vice versa. I'm not going to fuck somebody else. And then, because that's karma. Like, you know, it's going to come back to you one way or another.
Okay.
So, if I'm with somebody, I'm not going to be with you if I'm, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be with you. If I'm gonna go out there and be cheating, I'm with you for a reason.
Case, yeah,
I could be single.
I could just keep running the streets.
I can be running the streets. So obviously, if you cheating because it's something that's not there, something's lacking.
Right.
Like, but
okay. I'm gonna answer the original question: mm-hmm. Who cheats more, men or women? Men initiate cheating first. Men are the first ones to cheat, in my opinion. If a woman chooses to cheat, she cheats in retaliation or out of hurt. So, also, women cheat smarter, and niggas is messy. And so, I think that I can't really say who cheats more, men or women. I think it will balance out. It's the same. But I think there's more women cheating comes from men cheating first.
So
historically speaking,
I gotta.
That kind of takes us into the next question.
I got firsthand experience though, man. Like,
okay, let's hear it.
It's something that they're not doing. It could work both ways though. If a man not fulfilling a woman, like, in the sense of what she needs, she don't go find somewhere else.
Right.
So, and just like a man, if he's not getting what he needs from his woman, he gonna get it from somebody else. But sometimes people just cheat. They just cheaters. Like, that's
some
what
people
they
are.
They're just cheaters.
Like, can't help habitual liars. Yeah. Habitual cheaters.
They can't help. They can't commit.
That's true.
Commitment issues. Men or women. Like, it can't say, like you said, it just balance out.
And I think the other thing is some people who have commitment issues necessarily. It's not an issue to them. I think that they don't define their intentions. So if like you don't believe in commitment, that's not your philosophy, that's not your style to go to, like that's fine, but state that up front. So then so the other person, right, and that's where different personalities come in, because the other person is sitting here like, oh, okay, like this is it, we're in for the long run, I'm looking to establish and build, whereas the other person's like, not all, like
I'm just here for the check.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah, just hey, you got that communication is key. You gotta know what the hey, what is this? Well, yeah. Y'all, yeah. You just willing to accept whatever? That mean you don't know your worth though. You know what I'm saying?
It depends on the person. So again, like say I was just willing to accept whatever, and I didn't say, hey, what are we doing? You know, like, what's going on? What are we? Then maybe you're looking at it as like, oh, well, she don't care. But maybe I imagine have that same mentality of like, I don't believe in commitment, but a skill of communication has to be developed, and people communicate in different ways. So some people are like, oh, I only come over after 11 p.m. on Wednesday night. Like, you know, that's it.
Appointment.
Or, yeah, appointment time, whatever that time may be. So you're looking at the actions like, okay, well, she should understand this. But maybe I'm like, I don't give a fuck because you know you're in your place and that's your appointment only. I'm reciprocating that action. And so, you know, it's a different communication styles, whether that's verbal or nonverbals.
Can I ask one more question off this topic? All right. Do you believe who forgives more after they cheat? Like, do men? All right. Who forgives more? Men and women after that, I guess they significant other cheats.
Women. I feel like if you're looking at historically speaking, women haven't had another option. So I feel like we're entering a stage now of liberation, of like especially the rise of women, women's rights. Well, most of them are basic rights being taken away, but anywho, women always having to depend on a man for a roof over their head, women always having to be caregivers, and you know, stay at home, take care of house and stuff like that, they've had no other options because you're bringing home the bread, like, mm-hmm. Now, so even though women make less on a dollar than a man, we are out here still making our own money, getting our own coin. So it's like, okay, own nigga places. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you cheat, fuck you, I got my own shit, but also sometimes our heart still tugs at that, like, the girl, I got this on my own mentality, because you know we had a soft spot for you. So I'm saying, and we're like, okay, well, we're in this for the long run and this and that. But so then the other side, I feel like, yeah, just emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like, women love hard. So,
so do you not think men love hard?
Yeah, I'm not. We're talking in generalities here. Yeah. We're not talking about like, you know,
specific.
Yeah, yeah, like. Man. Situations or whatever, but I feel like did you say men don't love her or they're not the most forgiving?
Well, I asked a different question.
What was your question?
Do you feel like this is just me personally? I feel like when men do love, men love harder for the simple fact
because you.
It takes longer because when you think about
it takes a nigga a long time to settle down.
And a lot of it is socialization, if you think about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So it's like you're always like growing up, you always hear, you beg it as much as you can while you can, because one day this shit gonna stop. And until you actually start experiencing life for yourself, you're impressionable. Oh, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Cool.
It's like a standard.
Yeah, it's expected. I gotta go get the pussy. Like, nobody ever says, oh, do you have a girlfriend? It's how many girlfriends do you have?
Right, and y'all.
But that's just what men ask. Women ask, you got a girlfriend? How old women ask.
Yeah.
All right, but so men gonna ask
you, you got like a
girl. I know you got about five dick, but do you? But you.
Your daddy's son.
Yeah, but you. Yeah,
you stupid.
So here's the thing, you gotta bring in the analogy of like our biology. So you can throw a football to a 2-year-old boy and he can catch it. And that's because he develops from the frontal lobe, from your forehead back. Whereas you throw a football to a 2-year-old girl, she may not be able to catch it, but she's putting that word piece together, or she's, you know, naming and identifying things differently. And that's because she's developing from her posterior, her back lobe, back of her neck forward. So we develop, you know, our analytical skills and this and that before men do. And that's just part of the biological makeup of a female. So I feel like we grow up and mature, even though our bodies are hitting it at the same time, in a different way mentally. And a part of that is also the socialization of, you know, keep your legs closed, sit like this, wear these bows, you don't play outside, all this stuff, versus the boys, you hit like a girl, how many girls did you get, and all that stuff. So it's a combination of the two. So I feel like by the time we get to the age we're at now, y'all, some of y'all that have matured a little faster, even though you're the same age, are starting to realize, I need to settle down, if that's what you ascribe to. Like, if that's not, then, you know, keep pimping, player. But at the same time, some people mature late. It's like a growth spurt. Like, yeah, you could have been, you know, 5'4" in eighth grade and been like me and, you know, stayed that same height, basically. Or you could be a guy and be like 5'5" in eighth grade, and by ninth grade, like, you 5'8", whatever. Niggas, tall niggas. So,
Anthony Davis.
So you hit that spurt, when everyone else around you, all your homeboys had already hit it in eighth grade, you came later. So, same thing mentally. But like, you some of y'all out here 30 and are still a childish ass nigga. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I ain't trying to be like that.
Hell no.
I'm not trying to cover it, man.
At that point, you know when I say it.
Yeah, when I say it. Not necessarily. It just depends on how your life living then. I mean, if you out there getting it, you out there, if, like, I'm in a sense like this, man. If I don't want to goddamn, I don't settle down a couple times. I got a relationship a couple times. But I see now that I need to be where I want to be before I really, I guess you could say, commit like I want to. It's not that I don't want to, but I just want to.
What you mean?
It's not that I don't want to. I want to be secure in myself, I guess you could say, totally, or at least to a point where I'm at a point my cup is damn near filled. Like, I want to get to a point where my cup is overfilling. Like, I'm so secure in myself, I don't have no, like, or anything, I don't can't have nobody in my life, no females in my life. I'm just saying to a point where I want to, like, boom, you are the one, unless you just, I guess, you everything I want and need right then, and I'm slowly letting you in. I'm not doing, you know what I'm saying?
So what, let me ask you something, because I have a follow-up question. So what is the one?
Damn.
What is the one?
Every nigga just wants support, you know what I'm saying?
So that's all
support,
you look for?
Love. Like, if I'm down, can you help me out?
Okay.
Can you, like, cause I'm strong. A man gonna be strong. But sometimes, damn.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? I'm saying a man, like, they are, I guess you could say, projected, supposed to be mentally, physically.
That's,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Toxic masculinity.
I'm just saying, like, so, if I'm like, if I am handling my business and stuff, and I do have like a bad day, or I'm just like, I want that support. Like, she gotta be beautiful, like, inside and out. She gotta have, I guess, good character, you could say, because I don't want nobody who, because I'm a person outside, I think I have good character. I think I'm a good person. I don't want no person to, like, who negative all the time. I'm a positive person, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you named a lot. So you named a lot of traits, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, I have two more follow-up questions before I hit you with the grand shit, okay? So have you never ever met out of anyone in your life or who you were looking to settle down with? Hold on. A woman who's supportive, who's beautiful inside and out, as you say, who holds you down when you're, you know, at low points, who's not negative. So we're just going to stop with those for right now. No. Have you never met a woman with all of those things?
I can't say I haven't. Like, I've been in a couple of relationships in my life because I choose wisely. Like, I don't give my time to anybody.
That's important.
And I felt like I wasn't where I needed to be. That's where I wanted to be, more secure in myself. I guess you say more, I guess mature enough to be in that relationship, because I feel like I lost some.
Okay.
At least I know I for sure lost one.
Okay.
Like,
so,
goddamn.
Okay, so listen.
Fucking up, B.
So, what caused you to lose that one or some?
Stagnation.
All right. Oh, you. Let me give you some. You already hit the final question. Well, it was stagnant, right?
I was being stagnant. I thought
you were being stagnant, or relationship was stagnant.
I was being stagnant, which caused the relationship to be stagnant.
Okay, let me ask you something. The other reason I feel like men cheat, even after they're mature or have been mature, could say be in a relationship, you know, a few years, married, kids, whatever. I feel like another reason men cheat is the thrill of the chase. So listen, how many guys do you know that play sports, or y'all are both into sports, and they love to, once you stop, you love to do what? Live those glory days, have those flashbacks. There was this one game, or watching TV, football, mm-hmm, all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So you miss it. It's always a thrill. Mm-hmm. It's a thrill of adrenaline. Like, when you get to a routine, you come home, hey, babe, how you doing? Y'all eat dinner. She cooked dinner. You know, you took the kids in, whatever. You go to sleep. You wake up, go to work the next day. And the same thing. It's repetitive, and you miss the, I'm tired of running the same offense. Let's throw it in.
For this.
So you see, so hold on though. I feel like once you become settled, it's the Hail Mary, it's the balls in the air. And you know that person's gonna catch it because you are linked to that person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the Hail Mary, not even in the game, but at practice. You can do it. You can do it with your eyes closed, right?
Damn.
Like, when is this nigga gonna catch this ball? You see what I'm saying? And when they catch the ball, that's either the end of the marriage or the end of life. You know what I'm saying? It's like all the years are blurring together. Okay, the kid turned 5. The kid did this. Like, all that shit gets boring. Look at The Incredibles. My nigga wanted to go back and be a superhero. Like, he was tired of working in the place. So y'all niggas want to get out there and put me in, coach. I can do it. And especially if you got your homies is still, you know, single. Nigga, come to the club tonight. It's gonna be some bad bitches. And your ass fucking go. And then you cheat, and that's when that shit happened.
Okay, see, there's a
build up right there.
Yeah. And it's great of an example and analogy as that was, I have a rebuttal.
Okay, I want to hear this.
You know how we may sit around and talk about, you remember that game, this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. When out of all them conversations and memories, this, that, and the third, when have we ever went, got a helmet and shoulder pads and said, fuck it, let's go line up?
Never.
Okay, so listen. So exactly. That's y'all, and let me tell you, the ones that do that are, guess what? They scared to get put in, coach, and why are they scared? They either A, going to get their
You know why it's like that?
They did cut off or goddamn divorced. And then, or they don't have the ability. Or they don't have the ability to do it anymore. You see
but
what
you,
I'm saying?
Yes, but you're like, missing a point. You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
The reason we ain't never went and put helmet shoulder pads back on, we did that shit enough. Like, it comes to a point where it's like this.
Yeah.
And I get it. Some men don't get that, i.e. Lorraine or Bobby. My man got his dick thrown out the window on the highway. That's just what that is.
I ain't got no point in some
men. I mean, you wake up one morning and your man cave roof on fire. The roof of your house on fire. Damn, the man cave burnt down. How that happened?
That's me.
You see what
that's
I'm saying?
Like,
yeah, that happened to okay. somebody so, I know, neighbor.
I got caught
messing with somebody in the same neighborhood.
I don't need to know.
Oh, man. I had some crazy people. I ain't had nobody.
But
I tried to get stabbed before.
I'm listening.
It's like, and even in Okay, let's say you may still have a love for the game, but you passed your playing days. You coach.
And that's the problem with socialization, because you coaching up these next boys to be out here running a damn offense.
Yes, but here's the thing.
Now, what if you teach them safe practices? You know,
and the
heads up.
Safe practices.
All right, put it like this.
Safe practices are always in need. Go out, get checked, do your thing, teach that to your children. However, you don't have to teach them to play the game.
I feel like this. When it comes to teaching them how to play the game, and this is just speaking from my experience. First things first, you instruct them on how to be a gentleman.
I'll get the locker room talk.
Cause guess what? By the time you start having locker room talk, you in high school. That's not what you were initially taught at home. That's gonna be the foundation. The first thing you learn is yes, you hold the door, you pull the chair, you look in her eyes when you talking to her, you talk to her like a things about being a gentleman.
You was brought up good.
Yeah, and then you are
the right
you
way.
Get the
right
way. You get both sides. I feel like until, like, granted, you should always tell your son, even from middle school on, to be one woman the whole nine. That's cool. But sometimes I've done it enough. I realize, wait a minute. We're going back to the one. This is the one because I didn't dealt with, I know what's over here, and that ain't it. Everything I see in here, I can't get over here. Now you start to see it from a different level. So no, it doesn't be like, oh well, shit.
I want to go back to the game.
No, yeah. You may sit there and be like, you know what? I'm gonna be a GM.
Yeah, I
still get a ring. I don't gotta do nothing, and I ain't in no type of trouble for none of this shit. I get to be around the game if that's the itch I got, and it is no harm, no foul, nothing. I ain't did nothing wrong. Ain't nothing going on. And after a while, if you get both sides of it, then you understand that. But I feel like if you get just one side, you're at a disadvantage.
Like you experience everything you could have, and you don't know what's out there.
Yeah, like you need to know how to treat
That's the one. But this other here got all the calls you're looking for, and she get on your nerves. All
right. So with that being said, we kind of went off on a little tangent. It was a good tangent, but I had another question to follow up the you let maybe the one or a few ones get away, right? Uh-huh. Do you feel like when men have this list of what they're looking for in a woman, because you meet a lot of women that are supportive, that do build you up, that stay there with you through these times, that, you know, aren't negative and stuff like that. So if your list is general, you're guaranteed, let's say, to meet half of them, right? Yeah. But hold on, here's the thing. Do you feel like guys are pickier or have less patience to stay with a woman versus a woman staying to help a man be built up before he hurts her?
Whoa, that took my... You, so one more... What? You said what now?
Okay, so listen. Okay.
That was...
Here's the thing.
I was thinking while you were saying it.
Here's the whole question. Do you feel like... Let me break it down like this. Do you feel like guys are pickier to find a girl versus a girl finding a guy? Right? So answer that. And then the second thing to think about is, like, do you feel like women stick through guys in harder times than guys stick with women in harder times?
I'm picky. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I'm picking, just like I said, get my time to like that. Cause like I said, cause of my wonder where I want to be to. Like, I can get a nut off if I want to, but that don't mean you don't get my time a day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just, I'm just being, I'm an honest dude, and I mean, you can take it how you want. I can say everybody can be picky. It's just, depends on, like, your personality. Like, most women are pickier than men, I feel like. Because a lot of niggas, I've seen some ugly-ass baby mamas out here. Like, bro, what the hell
was
you
saying?
Damn.
That's why I got naked. Like, nigga, you nutted and
that
on purpose?
On purpose? Even if it was an accident.
Like you hit that raw?
Did you not think about it before you went in that thing? It's possible you can have a baby. That's how I think about it.
Like, you had to hit her from the back. Ain't no way you looked at that again. Ain't no way you looked at that again.
Okay, so for example, looking at, you know, that situation of just like a possibility, right? So I feel like this. Being picky, I feel like guys are pickier in a way of looks versus women being pickier in a way of, example, if you're going to be out here and be like, there ain't no way you had a baby by that woman, most of the time you talking about she looks this way, this way, this way, that way, versus if a girl is like, I picked the worst baby dad possible, like, that's horrible. It's more so in the character of my child does not have a father or a father figure. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference. And I feel like that goes back to the list of what you're looking for. So most of the time, I feel like y'all looking for support, this and that, and da, da, da. But you got to have the baddest bitch on your arm versus, like, I got the best man on my arm, like, da, 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 not necessarily looking at, like, I got the finest nigga on my arm.
I understand, okay. You want something that's appealing to you. Like, you got to be attracted to it. Like, you can have all the qualities in the world, but I'm not attracted to you. You don't make me, like, you know what I'm saying?
You don't
make
me kick. It ain't gonna work. I agree.
I can be friends with you, and I wouldn't even try you sexually. You're my friend. Like, you probably in my life for a long time.
I agree. Yeah. Absolutely. However, going back to bringing it all together, the socialization, what are y'all socialized to look like? Because most of y'all women have a type. You got to have this type, that type, that. If you look at most of us girls, I don't have a type for, like, a man. Like, yes, I have certain characteristics. Like, I look at your eyes. I look at, like, your hands and stuff like that. Like, those things are important.
So, all the niggas have a good heart, but his hands is ugly. He works hard.
Because
his knuckles are black and ashy, but he worked hard. He got a good heart. So, you going to judge a man for his hands? He got rough hands touching your back?
No. I feel like for me, it's more so a combination of, like, what my preferences are, but more so I weigh on the characteristics of that person, right? Mm-hmm. Versus I feel like y'all characteristics are important to y'all, but y'all also more so look at, like,
you can look past, yeah.
Like, yeah.
I get what you're saying. That's where that maturity level come in. Yeah. That's where that maturity level come in, because
that's not,
like, now, because
I know some dudes that hate their baby mamas, and they got nothing to do with her looks. Yeah, she might not be the cutest, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? She's not in the picture. And it's like
I definitely agree.
What you're saying, but yes, in a sense of a certain look standard, yeah, because you always hear, if you bring her around and your uncle or your grandpa,
the
somebody.
Socialization.
Is that, but it's you?
I had to smack my uncle one time.
Is that you? And where is that coming from?
He was like, Lord. I said, boy.
Hey, hold on now.
I'm going to show you Lord.
those are the coaches on the sideline. And it's continuing to re-socialize.
Because here's the thing. And this is, and I guess maybe, like, we talked about the equation one time. It's like, okay, it's like 3 billion. Well, if you think about America, it's probably what? 8-9 million people. No, it's more than that here. But you get what I'm saying.
I don't look at all those numbers. People die every day. People born every
day. if you start to look at the amount of people, it's like, yeah, you need to get someone who's right for you emotionally. But it's like, it's so many people. If you just stay patient, you can find the one for you emotionally, but she's also attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So If you can go for a win-win, go win-win.
Yeah.
But if it comes down,
settle for this goddamn. If I can get a triple or go all the way home, you think I'm gonna stop at first base?
Like, yeah. Why would I pull up at first if I can get inside the park home run?
I'm talking about I'm on out the dope.
Gotta run the bases.
You gotta run the bases, but you come back around, you think about them boys got you in pickle, you got to go back to that damn first or second base.
Now you in trouble, so you got to pay attention.
You better make sure you got
You got to make sure before you go,
this is what you want to do.
Yeah.
So they, what are they? When a woman fed up.
I am done with y'all.
And nothing you can do about it.
All right. Well, we gonna switch this to a lighter note then, since you done with us. If you had to pick a sports movie, favorite all time sports movie, what would it be?
This is bad because y'all about to judge me on this response. I know, especially you. Huh?
Go ahead.
All time sports, favorite sports movie. It's not even a real sports movie, to be real. Love and Basketball.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. I mean, if that's your favorite sports movie, that's your favorite sports movie. A couple people got dunked on.
Okay, if you're talking about, like, real, it would be Remember the Titans. Boy, oh, boy, that's it right there. That's it. It would be Remember the Titans.
Nobody like no got. I'm telling you. Anybody like radio?
I met radio. Yeah.
I did too.
I'm not gonna say. I do not like radio. We had some words.
Radio trying to kiss me, but he had no teeth.
Hold on, what? They should have got.
Hold on. Man.
He was like, "Come here."
It was at
Olive Garden.
What a chopper!
It was bad because I was in like middle school. I got a picture with him too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about radio. They got a wrong. Hey, why they got Cuba Gooding Jr. to play him? This nigga, he didn't like Shaft, boy. Like, well, they should have got Samuel. I guess Samuel didn't want to play that role. They could have got somebody.
Nah, I'm not going there with you. Yeah,
because
it would have been too funny. It been in too. That
yeah, motherfucker. He would have motherfucker. I've been hollering, but.
Oh
man.
So he's dark. He's a dark skinned guy. Yeah, and you can't tell me back in the day he was like that.
No,
okay,
no
what
way.
Kind of son you had?
He got vitiligo, Ligo.
You ain't gonna change complexions like that. Bye.
Yeah, he was.
That's fact.
All right,
so what's yours, P?
All time. Sports movie. Remember, Titans is a good movie. Glory Road is a good movie. Mm-hmm. I like, you can say Coach Carter was a good movie. It's just, I like sports movies that tell a message. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like every sports movie.
No, like, I'm talking
not,
about
not
like,
all of them.
Not all of them. I'm talking about a message that's in like shit people like had to go through. Like, what's that movie with Ernie Davis when he was at Syracuse, won the Heisman?
And, I know what you're talking about. I saw the movie, but I can't think of it.
Like, it was like the trials we had to go through being a black man in the time where it wasn't common for a black man to be playing college football, yeah. Playing in the NFL or. Like, remember Titans, they was trying to join, really trying to roll. It was an all-black team at a time where
that wasn't happening.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But on a lighter note, my favorite, like, Air Bud.
Yeah, that was, if you would have said remember the Titans, I was going with Air Bud. Like, that was my joint, bro.
Like so,
okay. So, which movie death would you say hit you the hardest? Like, what, like, in a movie, what death in a movie? Like, you like, oh, man, like, I felt that, like, I was there.
A death in a movie. Gotta do it for Lil Saint.
Lil Saint?
Hold on.
You talking about you got served? Oh, my God. Said Chris Brown and goddamn, what's that movie called?
Stomp the yard.
Stomp the yard. Anyway.
Wait, hold on. Nah, that's 7 minutes. Question, for real.
This chick got up and walked out when he got shot. I still went to go see it. And, like, when he got shot, she's like, got up and walked out.
This movie death hit me the hardest. Let me go first.
I know recently, that Endgame, and when Tony, like, when everybody died in Infinity War, I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, dang. And then when Tony died and in the Endgame, those two, like, all them hurt me. But all time, it's G-Baby and Hardball.
G-Baby, that's facts.
G-Baby was that dude. He was like, you could say, he really didn't play that much, but he was like the heart of the team.
True.
You know what I'm saying? He had the heart of a lion, and he was an innocent bystander. And the folks was like, G-Baby, crying and shit.
Yeah. I'm gonna be real with you. I need you to not judge me for mine, cause I really got the top two. Uh-huh. One is more on a serious note. The other one is like, it is, but it ain't. Uh-huh. The first one was Mufasa.
I knew this nigga was going to say Mufasa.
Because, like, Mufasa. Yeah, because it's like, bro, that was your brother. That's
what greed, like jealousy can do.
Yeah, I know. It's just, that's why the code is to be followed. Yeah. It's there for a reason. Like, it should be unspoken, because it's more, like, you should, man, not if that's supposed to be your brother. Like, mm-hmm. Nah.
Not,
if anything, I'll take one in the chest before I stab you in the back. Like, that's just not how I get down. Yeah. And the second one, John Wick dog.
Oh, man.
But I felt... That was all he had left. His wife was dead.
Yeah.
That was all he had left in the world. Yes. This man was chilling, wasn't bothering nobody, wasn't doing nothing. Y'all came in this man's house and killed this dog to be funny.
But if that didn't happen, we'll never got John Wick 3.
Well,
one, I'm, two, or three.
Well,
he been out here retired with a dog in the house, but he came out and John Wick, one gunman.
I'll like saying sacrifices had to be made in that regard, like, but
somebody had to die tonight.
You
killed my dog.
All right.
You know you're stupid.
All right, so would you consider yourself a sports fan? Okay, so out of the American sports, which league do you think is on pace to be the most popular, let's say, in the next 10 years?
American League?
Mm-hmm.
Most popular as far as revenue or watched?
In your opinion.
It could be both.
Both? I would say...
Or it could be a factor. Like, it's just...
Okay, I would say, honestly, I feel like the NFL is starting to decline. Apart from the Super Bowl, that's always, like, the most watched sporting event. But I feel like just because the hype around it isn't there anymore, just because of, like, a lot of factors changing in the game.
True.
I also feel like that's the case with basketball NBA wise, because of the flopping rules and stuff like that. Like, y'all really playing with somebody's money. Like, at the end of the day, yeah, they do this for fun, but they also, this is their living. And so y'all are making all these rules that have nothing to do. Like, when you play street ball, if you took a charge or whatever and you know it wasn't a charge, if it was a flop, you didn't walk to the sideline and pay somebody $5. Like, that's taking the fun out of the game. Like, it's making it become more capitalistic. I feel like college sports, I know for me personally, like, I enjoy watching college sports consistently more than professional sports. So I would say revenue-wise, like, they're both going to still succeed because it's a business. They still signing players. There's still inside trades between general managers and stuff like that. But popular-wise, like, popularity and watching, they're declining. So I think it's a rise more in college sports, which is also still a bureaucracy. But I don't know.
I mean,
I feel like it sure as hell not baseball. I hate watching baseball. Baseball's
out of the question because it's only hitting one target market, really. It's really white America. It's not too many, I guess, or you can get the Latin Americans. You don't get too many black Americans playing baseball. They've seen the major leagues. When you go to football and basketball, those are the only two you can really compare. I mean, because soccer is getting more worldwide. Than is in America.
But American soccer is...
It's not...
In the next 10 years, I feel like for me, I think it's going to be tennis because it's always been Serena and Venus on locking the market down as far as minorities playing tennis. And we have the young girl coming up that beat Serena.
I don't think that's going to... It's not enough revenue generated in that sport. I mean,
there's a lot of money in
it. But I feel like this.
You got to think about the NFL and NFL. The NFL is always going to be top because their capacity, you got to think about their stadium capacity.
Yeah, you have more people on the team.
More to sell.
Yeah.
It's more to sell. It's 50 men on the roster plus the people on the
practice
squad. I guess
I was thinking of, like, watch. Because like, I feel like tennis football is emerging more in the news
but
now.
The thing with
but
tennis
not to attend.
Is the same like this year's finals. A lot of people who are watching tennis
are only watching it now.
Are either watching like, to see Venus and Serena win or to watch them lose. Like, think about how many people aren't watching the finals this year because they don't, because LeBron don't have
a
chance
to
lose. It's like, okay, well, LeBron, I wanted to see LeBron lose. That was the only reason I watched this. Or I wanted to see
could he beat the
could he beat him? I wanted to see. Yeah, so. As far as tennis goes, and I was thinking about golf for that same reason,
golf
and I kind of like because there's
Tiger
went in the golf world was amazing, like,
and now that he's starting to be competitive, it's buzzing again.
Yeah,
now you're hearing about the McIlroys and the Spieths of the world, and these other guys who are now first time Masters winners that you would have never nobody would have talked about.
You talked about them, but it was like it was being talked about. But there is a guy was on his decline. Like you tell how great somebody is. Of somebody who's not even in the picture or in the field of play, and he's still being talked about.
Yeah.
About what if he was there or when he's back, what's gonna happen? That's why I say, I'll say football, like basketball. Yes, it can be more popular in the next 10 years, but how? Like, are you only closing the gap? It's not like football is already popular enough. Where if they lose, they still going to be higher than anybody because it's Cowboy fans everywhere. Patriots fans everywhere.
True.
There's, you know what I'm saying, Steelers fans everywhere. San Francisco fans everywhere. Oakland fans everywhere. Green Bay fans everywhere.
But in this regard, though, you got to realize something. Like, not from a, I guess, I want to make this as least racial as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about Stephon Marbury has a statue where?
In China.
How many people are in China?
It's a lot of them.
So when you start talking about brands and being bigger, I feel like if we're talking about... Because he went over there and...
Changed the culture.
Yeah. So it's like, now you have more eyes. You generate more revenue. Like, yes, I understand we got the Canadian football leagues, the European football leagues, and things of that nature. But if you can't, like, have football in the Olympics.
You ain't going to have football in the Olympics. That'll be dominated by one country. What country is going to be the main?
And that's why
it's
I feel
like. Basketball is like that. What?
But other countries have a lot of interest. There are a lot of guys. There are enough foreign players in the NBA to where that when you do the World Cup, yes, there are some guys that are playing from those countries, but a lot of times. You have guys from the NBA playing for these teams.
Because they have citizenship. I guess you could say, of that country, like Ibaka. He can play for France. He can play for Spain. He can play Africa. Because he got all those backgrounds. But I'm just saying, though, that's why they would never beat us. Because even if you pick those stars from the NBA, like it's hard for them to beat us. I guess you could say, from these countries, it's only one or two of them from each country. America... That's all we do. We ball. And definitely
football. I mean, that's not necessarily true because it takes into the fact of, like, being able to get citizenship here. So, like, those individuals that come over here were fortunate to get citizenship, but for every one of them, there's 1,000 stories of people's applications being denied. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, I get you what you're saying. But if they're good, they're going to get in regardless. It's no issue with them getting in.
Yeah, if you're
money.
Going to the NBA, especially if you're a lottery pick, like
it's
Luka,
money.
Like when
it's
Luka Doncic filled out his paperwork, you know that went through without a hitch.
Customs,
Porzingis, you
once
know that went through.
Yeah.
It's not once they're here. They over there. They'll go over there and scout them.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm coming, bring him over here regardless. They ain't got through. You seen life. You see how fast got in, can't get right, can't get out, got out of jail.
I'm saying.
When they want you, they get you out.
Exactly.
Right.
So, what we're going to do now is we have this thing called To Be Honest Thursday.
Okay.
Now, anybody, any question, within good taste, but nothing is off limits. Okay. And that's the be honest answer. Okay. So, do you have anything in mind, or you want?
No, I'm just here to answer.
Oh, you got to ask one though.
Oh, you okay. Ask well, one. I had to start on the first person on all the questions to answer, so I feel like.
Yeah. So we're gonna give you a chance
to ask the question.
Okay. All right. Okay, P. Let me ask you this. Let's say you and your homie, y'all been drinking, whatever, everybody lit, and this particular friend just so happened to fall. What's the first thing you do?
I'm gonna get my laughs in, I don't care who you is. I'm gonna get my laugh in regardless of if I fall. If somebody else fall, they sure gonna laugh. But I'm like, I'm gonna check and see you all right. But you're gonna get these chuckles in. I remember I was at a family reunion at the beach. And I didn't know this woman. But she, like, had an expedition. She fell out of expedition. And I laughed. Because her son laughed. I feel like it gave me the right to laugh. Like, so, we had said she was all right after that. But that shit was funny. Like, I'm sorry. You fall, you fall. If I fall, I want you to laugh at me. Hey, laughing's good for the soul.
Yeah.
So, laugh.
Okay.
Okay.
So?
I don't know if I want to ask this question.
Go ahead. Ain't nothing off limits, and it's got to be honest. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't care. Go ahead.
Ask me a question.
Okay.
Kaylee, ask a question. Bait. Man.
It's okay.
What's up with you?
Okay. So, I really don't have a question. Let me think.
Look, P, you gonna have to ask what you gonna have to ask.
Man. All right, babe. Man, what's up with your sister, dog?
Yeah.
I'm serious, though. I was like, Lord.
She happily has a man been together for a while, I mean.
I just had to see.
I told her shit off that I was like, yeah, it's gonna be nobody, Pat. I need a girl.
Wait, what?
Man, I need a girl.
I'm just saying. I was asking, like, she.
Okay. I will pass the message along.
No message had to be passed. I just had a question. I just need an answer. See, I just. You said she's happily in a relationship. We've been together for a long time.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you, you know.
It don't make no difference to me.
Let me ask a question. So, dang, I'm not really a question asker. I got a real one. Chipotle or Moe's?
Depends on what you're looking for.
Chipotle or Moe's?
Tell you this, you answer this wrong, we ain't cool no more.
It really depends on what you're looking for. I get specific stuff when I go to Moe's. Even when I eat at one, I go to get specific stuff. When I go to Moe's, I get like a stack. It's like a crunch wrap, basically.
Yeah.
And I get that, and I get some queso. I like Moe's because they got queso.
You need to get the home record, bro.
Home record,
but that home record means.
I never heard about it, but I like that. I stick to what I like.
But that home record means.
Yeah.
At home.
Chipotle though, them bowls be busting. I'm not gonna lie, them bowls be busting. Like you just gotta, and they fresh. Like it's fresh.
Yeah.
I don't been to
Chipotle.
I've been to Moe's more than Chipotle, but I haven't been. I've been satisfied with Chipotle every time I went. I've been to Moe's one time, a couple times. So I was like, man, what this ain't no damn. What's up with this queso? Yeah, this shit got. This shit made me some fresh queso.
Man, you been there showing up. I'm going to keep it stank with you. Always stank. I'm rocking out with Moe's. I'm going to either get me a home wrecker, half steak, half beef, and bacon.
Damn.
Or quesadilla. Add bacon, steak on it.
You bacon it.
Carnivore.
Baconator, huh?
Pew, pew. Hey, what did the fat kid say to the pig? The ham. I'm saying, I need my bacon.
Not real talk though, man. Like, both of them have its perks. Like, it depends on what you want at the time. Like, I can fuck some moles up. I also can fuck some Chipotle up.
Moles saved me on my 21st, so I'm always having special places.
I went to the Epicenter. I went to this banana bar crawl, and boy, you need to go to one. Y'all need to go to one, some shit like that. A banana bar car.
I remember that. Had that boy out there looking like Gerald from Hey Arnold.
Peanut butter jelly had a banana suit on there.
You know,
walking downtown Charlotte. I fucked up too. But Moe's saved my life that night. Ain't gonna lie, I had a Moe's in the Epicenter.
We went to Orlando for the 21st. And you know, they got like an adult section. They got like a Wet Willies and all that. You get you some slushies, drinks, the whole nine. My 21st birthday. So you know I'm on some hot shit. I walk around, ID on my forehead. Yeah, let me get one of them. Bow. So I done had about three of these slushies. I'm good. I'm working on my fourth one.
Those slushies fuck you up.
Boy, I'm working on my fourth one. And they was mixed. It was like four different kinds of slushy in one. Oh boy, I was good. So we sitting there. We getting ready to leave. We done got our food or whatever. Dude was like, you can't take that out of here. Man. Bow. Had the brain freeze. But I had a brain freeze from hell, if that's even possible.
I don't think that's possible. But,
yeah.
It must have been real bad.
And as I sat down, I started eating my moles, and I got me some water. By the time I got back to the car, boy, I was good. I ended up going out that night. I got my Uber. The first thing I do was like, bro, you smell like a brewery. I don't know why. I ain't drank no bill. I was in them all lit, but I ain't drank no bill. Mm-mm-mm. I went from bar to bar to bar. And the first one was like 2-for-1 shots.
All right. Have anybody ever set you up to get drunk? Like, just like set you up?
Yep.
Like, how about you, babe? You been set up to get drunk?
Nah, my tolerance too
high. I said earlier. Holy.
I have definitely been set up. The weekend, you know.
I mean, people can try, but you know.
My birthday is always the day before Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. So, we went to Orlando like the week after.
Always like a birthday
change. Like,
nigga, okay. Because I was going to say Cinco de Mayo weekend. Y'all can get off me first.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's your
y'all
going to
buy a bike. Hey, McKenna, y'all gonna
it's
buy a bike. Y'all gonna buy a bike.
It's a leap year, baby.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You out here leaping.
Oh, you
sometimes
got jokes.
I don't have a birthday. I'm really 12.
Well, I'm sick of y'all. But nah, like I was saying, I was in Charlotte with some family. He was like, yeah, we gonna get you right today. This is your rite of passage. Mm-hmm. So, before the day get going good, we popped the bottle. We started drinking at midnight. Mm-hmm. So I'm already a little lit. Go to sleep, wake up. We start the day off. I think I had a 6-pack of Coronas for lunch.
Damn, that's like...
With lunch, excuse me.
Nigga said for
lunch.
Like,
damn, nigga.
That's how fast they went.
That was on a fluid diet.
But that's how fast... Like, I was eating, but that's how fast they went. But I was just... Bow, bow, bow. All right, cool. So we leave that spot.
Yeah, alcoholics.
A family friend was having like a day party or whatever, so we was in there. You know how that go. I had a giant. Oh, you with them? All right, cool. Here you go. All right, bet. Hold on, let me knock this one off. Pick up another one. So I'm good. I'm drinking. People's like, yo, we gonna go bar hopping. So we downtown talking to people.
There ain't no setup. Nigga, you know you was gonna get drunk.
Nah, yeah, but like I wasn't
ain't no setup.
I wasn't expecting the day to be like it was. Like I thought it was gonna be like, yeah, we're gonna get you a couple and then we gonna nah.
It got you lit.
It got worse. So last spot we go to, this is legit the last thing I remember before I woke up. We in some bar, I don't even know the name of the bar. Dude had me a full glass. Talking about this shit's called Surfer on Acid. I don't know what's in it. And he handed it to me. And I took a sip. I was like, but this shit good. Like, but there ain't no drink. That's a shot. Finish it. What? Oh, so you're going to be a bitch?
What?
Give me the goddamn cup. Bow. You know my last name. Don't you ever call me no bitch. Oh, shit. How we get back here? Damn, it's morning already? But that surf on acid, I feel like I got hit by a shark while I was surfing or something, boy. Like,
hell no. I got I went out with these people. They're my homeboys. I don't really associate with them anymore. Or some of them. And we was out. I was feeling good. Had me a pitcher. Had a pitcher in one hand. He had a damn shot in another hand. And boy was like, we about to go. I said, I just bought this shit. He said, you better hurry up. I said, okay. Took a shot. Killed the pitcher. I said, okay, I'm ready. He said, but it was like, I thought we was going. He was like, nah, we gonna stay here for a while. Stay here for a little minute. We ain't going nowhere. I said, you motherfucker. So I'm already lit. You got there and had me chucked this big ass pitcher.
Yeah, that's why they did it.
I think y'all motherfuckers.
Had to see what you was made, Lord.
I don't see you made. Don't test me. Don't test me. I've been tested before.
This ain't no school. No I heard my scrapes.
I've had some nights.
Nights? I don't remember nights.
I don't want to remember.
I don't know about that one.
I don't want to remember them nights. Because that's shit. Shit.
Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. We appreciate y'all for listening. Love, peace, and fat back grease. Stay up, y'all.
Nobody know grease and fat back.